When Parliament sits on September 5th, the Workers' Party's two non-constituency members of Parliament, Mr. Andre Low and Ms. Eileen Chong, will take their seats alongside the party's 10 fully elected MPs. But observers say the roles of the two first-time parliamentarians extend way beyond just filling up the opposition benches as stopgap NC MPs. How so? Well, this could mean that the WP is grooming them for larger responsibilities in the future. And it follows a path that past NC MPs from the party have taken with some success. They include current chairman Sylvia Lim, policy research head Gerald Giam, and former Aljunied GRC MP Leon Pereira. Besides, after the last GE, both Mr. Low and Ms. Chong were quickly co-opted into the party's Central Executive Committee and given key roles. And if you're still looking for another sign of the party's strategy, Ms. Chong was selected over a more senior figure like former MP Faizal Manap in its Tampines GRC team. This signals the WP's intent to develop fresh talent, said political observers. While it has publicly opposed the scheme, the WP nonetheless still allows its members to take up NCMP seats. Former party chief Lau Tia Kiang said in 2016 that the WP does not oppose individual members doing so, but noted that the scheme is not the way forward to make our political system more robust. But does the NCMP role guarantee success in future elections? Well, not necessarily. In some cases, NCMPs who did not manage to get elected went on to assume top leadership positions within their parties. And then there are those who have faded from the political spotlight, like the Progress Singapore Party's Hazel Pua and Singapore People's Party's Lina Chiam, who have chosen to take a step back after their parliamentary terms.